Police in the German city of Stuttgart announced the arrest today of a suspected Islamic militant who is believed to have links with Al-Qaeda. The suspect has been on the run since March, when a French court convicted him in absentia of planning a terrorist attack in Paris. This arrest comes just a day after police in Hamburg detained six men suspected of building a new terrorist cell in that city. NPR's Guy Raz joins us now from Berlin. Guy, what more have investigators said about the arrest in Stuttgart?
Well, Robert, the suspect hasn't been named. What we know is that he's 57 years old. He's an Algerian national. The authorities in Stuttgart say that the man had planned to assassinate a Muslim cleric in Paris. And, of course, in March, a French court convicted him of planning to carry out a terrorist attack. He's been linked with the GIA, which is the militant Algerian armed Islamic group. The GIA has been blamed for a series of bombings in Paris in 1995, but it's a group that mostly operates in Algeria, trying to overthrow the secular government there since the early 1990s.
Well, now, yesterday's arrests in Hamburg, are they linked to the Stuttgart case at all?
Well, it doesn't look like they are so far. Intelligence officials have linked the GIA to Al-Qaeda in the past. And, of course, Hamburg was a place where a suspected Al-Qaeda cell allegedly planned the September 11 attacks, but it appears as if that's where the connection ends. The six men who were detained yesterday morning were also released last night. According to Hamburg police, most of those men had been under surveillance for at least 5 months. But the most interesting thing about the arrests yesterday was the detention of a man called Abdelghani Mazoudi. Until recently, he was a student at Hamburg's Technical University. That's also the place Mohamed Atta studied as well. It turns out that Mazoudi knew Mohamed Atta quite well, so well that Mazoudi signed Atta's will as a witness at one time. For a time, Mazoudi also lived on 54 Marion Street. That's the notorious address, which is the place in Hamburg where Mohamed Atta and two other men allegedly planned the September attacks. Mazoudi took the place of Saeed Bahaji at the Marion Street apartment when Bahaji moved out. Saeed Bahaji today is one of the three most wanted men in Germany because he's been linked with the September 11 hijackers as well, and it's thought Bahaji is in hiding, probably somewhere in Pakistan.
Guy, what do you know about the rationale for these arrests in Hamburg and then the almost instant release of the same people? Were they doing something suspicious, linked to any current plot that's alleged? What do you know?
Well, the officials in Hamburg who spoke yesterday alleged that the men were planning to resurrect a terrorist cell. But at the same time, they concede there isn't any solid evidence to arrest them and detain them longer. The officials in Hamburg said the men regularly met at the Atahuid bookshop in Hamburg. That's a bookshop that sells Islamic literature. And they allegedly used a secret knock to gain entry into those meetings. According to investigators, some were even overheard saying they were, quote, willing to give their lives to Islam. But investigators wouldn't speculate on what that means. Most analysts here reckon it has a lot to do with German officials wanting to give the impression that they've become tougher on suspected militants.
Guy Raz speaking to us about this week's arrests in Germany. He's in Berlin. Thank you, Guy.